Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Nikki Jabala from The Athletic. Nikki, what's your two cents on that? We're seeing Tom Brady with a very cryptic tweet that came out less than an hour ago. Looks like he's leaving Gillette Stadium, and it's shadowy and black and white and very artsy-fartsy. Could you see him playing for the Raiders?
I mean, I guess anything's possible. I hate subtweets. Like, this is just unnecessary. I don't understand.
I don't know.
Like, is this? How do you know it's not a retirement thing?
Because he said
like,
he doesn't want to retire.
Repeatedly, he wasn't going to retire.
Yeah, but things can change.
That quickly, when he just said that he knows he's got a lot to prove. I mean, he said, I know that I have a lot to prove, and you will be seeing me on the gridiron where I belong, where I've always been. I probably butchered that. But more or less, that's what he said.
Is that definitely Gillette Stadium? I'm trying to zoom in as much as I can to decipher. Well, I mean, if it's just some random stadium?
You know, it's funny you say that, because I was questioning when are you at the stadium when, like, nobody else is there? I mean, there's obviously Photoshop. That's a good question. Boy,
who took the photo? How much time did he invest in that stuff?
Right.
It's getting weird.
Right?
Like, what if that's not Gillette Stadium and that's a posed picture for some reason?
It's just, what if that's like his high school stadium? Is that possible?
Well, you know what? I tell you this.
No!
I tell you this. It's more.
Well, I mean, you can't see how high the stands go, you know?
No, I feel you, because when would Tom Brady, seriously, when would he be at Gillette Stadium when nobody else is there?
After game. Probably.
No way, man. There's always people around.
Hold on. I have photos. Thank you, Google. I don't think that's Gillette Stadium.
I bet you're right.
I gotta pull it up again.
I bet you're right. I bet it's not Gillette Stadium.
All right, well, there's a reason why it's so gray and dark, and there's a reason why he intentionally made it so cryptic.
Oh, it's definitely worse if it's not Gillette Stadium.
Well, he definitely wants you to think it's Gillette.
Well, of course. But I bet you're right.
I'm going to have to do some side-by-sides here. I'm going to start. I don't have time for this, Tom Brady.
What do you mean? You're good at this stuff.
Wait, what?
I actually have, I have stories I have to write.
What are you working on these days, Nikki? What's interesting to you? What are you working? It's always interesting what you're working on.
I can't reveal everything to you, D-Mac.
Well, let us.
Oh, well, this sounds like a good one then, for real.
That must be ownership.
I mean, if it's something you're being cryptic on.
D-Mac, that must be ownership.
That's ownership right there.
All right. What do you know about Philip Lindsay? And the fact that he is seeking out Christian McCaffrey and other running backs that are really successful running backs at catching the ball. Do you know much about this? Have you chatted with Philip about it?
I've not chatted with him about it. I know he mentioned it at, you know, in the last day of the season. Has he actually followed through with it? I don't know, because he's been recovering from his hand surgery. So I don't know if he's gotten very far with that, or if he said it was, you know, he said it kind of because it was the right thing to say. I mean, he worked out alongside, I don't know, was Christian? No, Christian was his year when they worked out at Lando Performance ahead of the draft, right?
Yep, Eckler was there too.
Yeah. And as far as, I mean, from what I gathered, Christian was kind of aloof from the rest of the crowd. I mean, he was already training like a pro at that point, and he had his own gurus too, so I don't think they had much interaction, even though they were kind of working out, you know, and doing two-a-days together. So I don't know. Philip Lindsay is going to be the keynote speaker at Chauncey Billups's gala on February 8th. So hoping to catch up with him then. And
oh, nice.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Any
shout out for Chauncey.
Richard Tato, what are your thoughts about a new money man for the Broncos?
I mean, I'm certainly no capologist expert, but I think his connections and his experience certainly bode well. I'm intrigued because, you know, he's worked alongside Todd France for 11 years, and Todd France, of course, reps Justin Simmons. And him and Todd France both repped Ron Leary. So I'm wondering, you know, does that factor into negotiations at all? I mean, I can't imagine Todd France being like, oh yeah, you're my friend. I'm going to, you know, just shave off a few million there. But,
let's do right by each other deal for sure. Like, let's be easy on each other here.
Well, I would imagine they're more amicable, sure. But does it help the Broncos retain Justin Simmons?
Is Justin Simmons worth $12 to $14 million a year?
Is any free agent worth what they actually get?
No. Some guys just hit the lottery. They luck out. Their timing is great.
Okay.
And a team has to overpay. It happens every year.
All right. Let me put it a different way, because we all love Justin Simmons.
Yes.
Does it make sense on any football team to pay the amount of money that it would take to pay Justin Simmons and Kareem Jackson at the same position?
That's a good one.
Well, yeah, I mean, given their needs in the secondary, too, like if they lose Chris Harris, they got to, you know, kind of redo that whole cornerbacks room. I don't know that you can trust what you have in Bryce Callahan right now, also a Todd France guy. So, yeah, I mean, that's a fair point. I thought it was interesting that Justin said in a recent interview that, I mean, he insinuated anyway that he would be open to playing on a tag. I can't imagine that would happen, though. I mean, all the past four guys that were tagged by the Broncos, all signed long-term deals. But it would pose an interesting scenario for him, because you can get tagged three times, and given the way that the salary increases each time, I mean, he'd be making, I think it's close to $15 million a year on average. He could make significant money doing that. But I can't imagine he'd even consider going below 11.5, which is the projected tag for safeties, you know, given if it's going to be a $200 million cap. They haven't set the cap yet, but that's the projected value. And Kareem Jackson is making 11 on average. He's not going to take less than Kareem, and he's not going to take less than the tag. And then you have Eddie Jackson's deal. That's 14.6 on average. So that's the range you're looking at. I mean, he could very well become the highest paid safety. I would imagine, you know, he's looking at that Eddie Jackson deal as that's kind of his framework. I'm sure he wants to top that.
To ownership, just a second. I said earlier today that I just can't see anything really getting done one way or the other until the CBA is done. I believe Joel's is a good partner for Roger Goodell in that situation. Do you see it the same way?
In terms of transitioning to a new owner, not necessarily settling all this stuff, you mean?
That's right. Transition to a new owner, whether it's Brittany or whether it does get sold. I just can't see anything happening until the CBA is done.
I don't think, yeah, I think either scenario is going to take some time. You know, if you're looking for a buyer and then getting that buyer approved. And I think the Jerry Richardson scenario was kind of a unique case, the way that it was expedited. So I think you're maybe right there, but I also think, you know, we're kind of overlooking possible scenarios that could still very well happen. I mean, I think as discovery plays out, as more details come out, you know, for both sides, I think there are ways that this could be resolved before then, and that it stays in the Bolin family, and that, you know, maybe more than one child is involved in, you know, high ranking positions, kind of like the Hunt family in Kansas City. So I don't think they're going to transition to a controlling owner before 2021. Mm-hmm. There's just too much
stuff
going on,
yeah,
really. But I almost wonder if there's a way for the disputes to become settled before then.
Nikki, how will you consume the Super Bowl?
On my couch.
Okay. Well, have a great time with that. And we really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next week.
See
you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Nikki Javala of The Athletic. Listen, there is some other humongo speculation going on. Big time. And a deal that would reflect Clinton Portis for Champ Bailey. But this time it's got to do with baseball. That's next.
Oh. You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.